A few months ago, the building's interior was covered in 1950s-style wood paneling. It had exposed pipes and was filled with materials for Ketchikan High School's annual senior carnival. Over the summer, the Ketchikan School Board and the Borough Assembly agreed to rent the building to Residential Youth Care, or RYC, for use as an educational center.
I help rip up the carpet, sand the floor, paint, help with the bathroom, plumbing, electrical. I did both rooms. I painted the wall there. I painted the wall on this wall. I did a lot with the walls, actually. I did
the soffit work. And
I was in jail for that one. I didn't quite get to the roof. That was like the only thing.
Cade Robinson is one of nearly 30 kids currently living at RYC. The home, which is separate from the Ed Center, provides emergency shelter and long-term residential treatment for teens with behavioral or emotional disturbances. For Robinson, construction is nothing new. He's studying the trade.
I like this place, definitely helped me out. I learned a lot working here, honestly. They wasn't like one of the normal jobs where they just say, do this, and then you do it. It's like they sat there and explained why and helped me out with it. It was really cool.
David Maynard, the education director for RYC, says having kids work on the building has given them a greater sense of ownership.
They contributed to the construction of this building, and they use it for academic progress, and this has really kind of become a little gem for the school district.
Most of the RYC kids are enrolled either at Revilla Alternative School or Ketchikan High School. Some students use the space to study when they're not in class, but for others enrolled in online classes through Revilla and K-High, the Ed Center computers are the classroom. Before the building was remodeled, RYC used K-High computer labs during off hours. But as demand grew within K-High for online classes, there was less time available for RYC students. Maynard says it's nice to have their own space. Another staff member likened the move to moving out of mom and dad's house into the backyard clubhouse. The building is not a school, and it isn't supposed to be. Maynard says the interior was designed to create a warm, non-institutional feel.
Kind of a Polynesian theme with the wave colors, the sunset colors, and then pictures to match them.
Maynard points to flowers on the wall. For Robinson, it's working. He says he can tell his emotional well-being has improved.
It feels like I'm getting what I need to get done. I feel like I'm learning stuff that's going to help me out in the long run.
On his way out the door, he says the Ed Center doesn't feel like school, and that's a good thing.
I don't feel overwhelmed and stuck and surrounded by people. I feel like I'm actually being helped instead of pressured into doing stuff.
Robinson hops into a 12-person passenger van. Other RYC kids shuffle around to make room for him and the binder he carries like a briefcase. The Ed Center's proximity to Revilla makes it easy for RYC staff to transport kids home. Maynard says the one-room educational center, packed with computers and high-speed internet, should fulfill RYC's unique educational needs as far into the future as he can see. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.